If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and there was an interesting article yesterday. It said that the Obama administration was mobilizing the FEMA detention camps, and they put out, I had forgotten how many billions of dollars a few years ago, to have Halliburton build all these detention camps. They're across America. They're barbed wire enclosures. They are certainly set up to house hundreds of thousands of people. Now, of course, the Obama administration, and perhaps it was the Bush administration too, said, this is for illegal immigrants. Ladies and gentlemen, those concentration camps are not for illegal immigrants. They're for when things get out of hand here in America. They're anticipating violence in America. They're anticipating confusion and chaos in America. And, of course, one reason they're bringing some of their troops home from the Middle East is so they can use the military to put down civil unrest in America. You see this being manifested in the Occupy Wall Street movement. Of course, that movement itself is funded by Wall Street, which is behind this whole move to create the problems. Well, I know several intelligence agents, people who've worked for the intelligence agencies, who've told me that they have been advised off the record to get out of the United States to move to other countries because of the coming chaos here, and they are actually making plans to move. I talked to one just 2 days ago who is moving to another country. And another one, when I asked about what's going on, his reply was, how did you find out? Well, this morning is Jeanette. And Jeanette, of course, now has actually moved to Chile. She's not an intelligence agent. She's just an average American who knows what's going on and wants to be in a safe area because she anticipates there's going to be terrible problems here. Now, I should tell you that my wife and I and our family are going to be staying here. We believe that we've been called. We believe we have a ministry. We believe our job is to try to educate the American people. But I do not fault anybody who actually has moved to another country. I know a leader of one of the major ministries here has moved to New Zealand, is spending half of his time in New Zealand, in anticipating the violent times that are coming. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is not scare talk. If you have not, there's a wonderful essay at John Williams' website. That's shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, John Williams. And it's called Hyperinflation, a report on 2011. You can pull it down for nothing. I did. I've read it through twice, three times, actually, because he tells you we're going to have hyperinflation in this country. They're going to wipe out savings of most of the people in this country. Anything the average person has invested is going to be lost. And, of course, as a byproduct of that, we're going probably to begin have to go into a barter economy. And he doesn't understand the conspiracy at all that we talk about. But he's talking about having things on hand that you can barter as the whole structure of society changes. Well, with us this morning is Jeanette. Hi, good morning, Jeanette. How are things down there in Chile?
Hi, good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, they're pretty well. We're coming into the warm weather now, and it's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit this morning, and they're starting to get strawberries and cherries in the market, so... And we're coming into the tourist season.
What motivated you to pick Chile, and what motivated you to move to Chile?
Sure. Well, I guess it's a long story. It started about 10 years ago, but we could see, my husband and I are very interested in finances. And we've been trying to educate ourselves over the years and read everything we can about investing and stuff. And as we learned more about investing, we also got into a lot of politics of things that are happening in Wall Street. And, you know, we fell down a rabbit hole and we learned a lot of stuff about, you know, the kind of stuff that you talk about on your show. And we also have learned a lot from you. But basically, we could... that if you look at the United States and you examined it the same way you would look at a company, you could see that it was bankrupt or headed for bankruptcy. And, you know, we had done some study of history and like the Weimar Republic or the Depression, and we knew the kinds of things that would be happening when, when the money stops, when the economy slows down or stops, and when we get into things like hyperinflation or loss of currencies, because it was there in history already. So we realized that these things were going to be happening to the United States, and we decided that, well, we really didn't. At that time, we had a young son, and we thought, well, we don't really want to send him off to a war, so we'd rather go someplace where, you know, we can stay and, you know, live out our life and live a simple life and be free, because for us, liberty was more important than having, you know, the best mall up the street. So what happened is I had previously worked for an international company, and I'd spent a lot of time traveling. I'd traveled, you know, to a number of countries around the world, and I started thinking about, well, what would be a good country for us to settle in? So I started on a research project and went through, you know, country by continent by continent, and eliminated parts of the world for different reasons. We eliminated Europe because historically so many different people there, it's very crowded and people not getting along, plus it's very close to Russia and China. Asia, with the overwhelming presence of China there, we thought, and also things are very expensive in those parts of the world. So we considered New Zealand, Australia. We ruled out Australia because of the drought, and we also could see that they were getting very socialistic and very much the sort of the police state mentality was sort of creeping into things. So then we decided we considered Canada, but it's too cold there, and it just seemed like it was starting to get to be like United States light, just, you know.
Hang on there, Jeanette, who's living in Chile, and we'll tell you how to get in touch with her at an American telephone like no more. We'll be back just a
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with us this morning is Jeanette from Chile, and of course she supports Radio Liberty, used to listen to our programs, and she's living in Chile now. She's a real estate agent, and we'll tell you shortly how you can contact her if you're interested in knowing more about Chile. Certainly it's one of the most stable countries in the world today. It's prosperous. Has a free enterprise system. They realize socialism doesn't work. They've tried it. And so you really picked Chile because you felt it was the most stable country there in South America?
Yes, we looked at Latin America because we had eliminated a lot of other countries. I think there are a lot of other countries that are good choices, like New Zealand or Malaysia or Singapore. But they have, you know, different requirements or, you know, different things about them that we decided against them for different reasons. So we looked at Latin America, and because it's easier to get in here, we're not, you know, extremely wealthy individuals, so we really weren't able to choose a country like Singapore. So we looked at Latin America, and we actually visited Panama, and we considered Panama, Ecuador, Argentina, and Uruguay, and I think, you know, like Uruguay is probably a good choice. But we decided on Chile because what I found in my research is that really the most prosperous country in all of Latin America, and that would include Central and South America, that's about 21 countries if you're not including any of the Caribbean nations. And so it has a high standard of living. And it is really nice because it's, as far as the rest of Latin America, it's very low on corruption. And, you know, you can have a high standard of living here. And that was really what we wanted. We wanted a place where we could have a large piece of land and, you know, buy it for a reasonable amount of money and, you know, have forests and land where we could grow food and make sure that we would have plenty of water. And we knew that probably if this turned into a worldwide problem or worldwide depression that, you know, this country is still going to have a downturn. But we just figured it was not going to be as bad because the police here aren't really corrupted like they are in other countries in the world, and things aren't militarized here. You know, half of people haven't even ever heard of Chile. So it's nice to be sort of in a backwater. It's isolated somewhat geographically because you have the Andes Mountains on your eastern border, and you have the Pacific Ocean on your west. So you're just in this long, narrow country here, and it's nice because it has a good temperate climate. We don't have, you know, the freezing weather here in the south that you do. I'm from Boston, so you don't have those kind of harsh winters, so we thought we could, you know, live a nice, comfortable lifestyle here. And actually, a lot of people are waking up to this as well and choosing Chile as a country. We have a lot of people coming in from Russia, and a lot of Israelis are coming to the area, so they're trying to escape problems in their own country. So it's a
stable country. Well, let's get your telephone number out and your website, so if people would like to contact you, they can. What's your telephone number that, of course, rings here in America? What is your website?
Sure. My phone number is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. And that will leave me a message. That's an internet-based phone, and as you said, that's a U.S. number. Or also, people can contact us through our website, which is www.southernchileproperties.com, and that's all one word, and it's plural. That's T-I-E-S on the end, southernchileproperties.com. And if someone can't remember that, then if they just do a search on the search terms like Southern Chile or Chile real estate, then we'll come up in the first couple of pages. You know, we're pretty easy to find, so we have very high Alexa ranking.
And
on my website,
people put in just Jeanette Schnall, S-C-H-N-A-L-L. You'll probably be able to find her website as well. Or you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and we have a banner on our front page, home page, that'll take you to her website. And Jeanette's gotten a fair response from people here in the United States, having been on our program several times previously, in previous months. So basically, of course, now, is there a problem when you don't speak the language there?
Well, it's a lot easier if you do speak the language, that's for sure. But if I'm any evidence, I don't speak much Spanish at all, and I've managed to live here for 1 year solid and set up a business. And, you know, some things I muddle my way through. But the thing is, if you can, you know, for the average folks that are coming down here, that are, say, coming down to sort of live in a retirement mode, it's pretty easy. You'll be pretty much settled in after a couple months. You just figure out where, you know, where you're going, where the stores are. And if you just have a very beginner level of Spanish, you know, in a grocery store, you just, you know, they have a standard Western grocery stores here. You just have a few questions at the checkout. You just know what those are. And, you know, there's enough people around that you can ask questions of, enough Westerners here and there. Or, you know, I know people that do translation work, and so that's what I do. Like, for example, when I do a house closing, I have one coming up with some Chilean people that we're selling a house to, and, you know, I just hire a translator to be there for the day, and actually I've communicated with them. You know, in basics, you can write things down or use numbers. So the thing is, if there's a will, there's a way. You definitely
there always is. Well, I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller? Hello.
Hey, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, do you have a question for Jeanette?
Yeah, I did. I have listened to her a couple times, and I'm sure she's done more research than I have on Chile. But I did have a question about Chile, because Chile has signed in to a lot of treaties and agreements, UNESCO, these UN agreements. Chile's a major, major trader with the United States in produce and those kind of products. And I'm just wondering, you know, Chile having all these agreements and being very friendly with the United Nations, what does she think in terms of the government there? If you're looking at a one-world government situation. What's the impact of all that? And I'll go ahead and hang up. Thank you, Jeanette.
Okay, what are your thoughts on that? Certainly all the nations in the world are being drawn into this effort to create this one-world government. And just, our caller says, you know, that Chile has close relationships to the United States and trades with the United States. Do these things concern you?
Yes, Dr. Stan, they do. I don't think that, I mean, I think Chile is a wonderful choice, but I really don't think it's immune to the problems that are going on in the world. I think for any developing country that's doing as well as Chile is, that they are almost pressured into getting involved in trade agreements with the big developed countries, with the European Union, with the United States, with Asia, et cetera. Because if they aren't part of that system, then it's really hard for them to compete in the marketplace, and that's where the market is. Like, for example, the United States is one of the largest markets in the world. So if you want to do business in the world, you have to follow some of these things and get into these treaties. I think that's almost unavoidable for any country. I mean, unless it's a, you know, a failed country like an African country or something. But the thing is, those countries would be so backwards to live in that you wouldn't want to live in them. So, yes, those things do concern me. But I think, you know, as the Western world implodes, you know, maybe there'll be less of that. I think that these countries will turn to trading with the other Latin American countries as much as possible. So I guess overall I would say, yes, I am concerned about that. But I'm not as concerned about the repercussions here as living in the United States. I think the resource countries will probably suffer, but I think they'll suffer half as much as, you know, the United States or Europe with the problems it looks like we're going to have in the next coming years.
And ladies and gentlemen, the whole world is moving towards chaos and crisis. There's no place perfect. It's a As Jeanette says in her ad, that Chile is not a paradise, but, I mean, it's better than any other countries you could hit upon. And they've made the decision that they want to get away from America because they know what's going to happen to America. The tragedy is most Americans don't, or they don't want to think about the fact that we could lose this wonderful utopia. About, ladies and gentlemen, we're going into hyperinflation. This is planned. There are people who want to destroy our nation. And what are the good people of America doing? Well, they're worrying about who's going to be in the Super Bowl, rather than, of course, what's really going on. And the dark, sinister, evil forces that control Washington, D.C., and so much of our land today. Well, certainly, what's the attitude of people down there towards Americans? You are fairly well accepted down there, aren't you?
Well, I think the people here, I find them to be, they're not overly friendly. I would say that they're reserved but friendly. And the thing is, it's outside of Santiago, it's much more laid back here. People are very patient. So if you're taking a long time, say, in a store to get something or, you know, to finish your transaction, then, you know, people don't care as much because they're not in a hurry to go do anything and you're there in line. And that's sort of the kind of thing that I appreciate. Like, I know that in the United States, if you didn't speak the language, people sort of get very impatient with you, especially in a store where there's a lot of people. So I sort of like that bit of it. You know, it's not as productive or as busy. There's more bureaucracy here. It's not as efficient as things are in the West. But then again, we don't have that sort of police state attitude. So, you know, it takes a lot longer to get things done and you can get frustrated. But, you know, for me, that's a trade-off. You know, we don't have the efficiency, but we also don't have the surveillance systems. And, you know, people are, it's more sort of like the 1950s a bit here. You know, we don't have the trappings of life that we did back in the United States. I mean, you still have things, but it's, you know, it's a more simple life. And if that's what's important to you, then this is a good choice.
Life. I think it's sort of like going back in time. But they don't have, you know, everybody has a number, and they have the cameras every place, and they're monitoring everything you buy, because everything you buy in America, they know it goes into computers, because they have dossiers on all American citizens, not just one, the FBI, the CIA, DARPA, they all have their own dossiers they're collecting on all the people in America. There are thousands of agencies that are monitoring the American people. But you don't have that feeling down there in Chile, do you?
No, we don't. Because the thing is, the country isn't as wealthy as, for example, the United States. So they just don't have the infrastructure to put up, you know, thousands of cameras like they do in Europe. I mean, I know we do have, people do have cameras for stores, for theft, and that kind of thing, but you just don't have the prevalent feeling like back when I was in Boston. They're everywhere. They're on, you know, the stop at the stop, all the stop signs, and you know they say that they're using them to look for criminals and stuff. But you know, it seems like everyone's a criminal now. It's not like you're innocent until proven guilty. It just seems that you're guilty unless you can prove yourself to be innocent.
You're just plain guilty. I telephone number, if you'd like to give Jeanette a call, 877-254-7524. We'll be back at home.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Our guest for this morning, Jeanette Stahl and Jeanette Downing Shelley. Once again, Jeanette, let's get out your telephone number and your website, and then we have somebody on the line. But what's your telephone number? What's your website again?
Yep, sure. My phone number is area code 413-835-7961. 413-835-7961. And I'm not always available to answer that, so people could leave a message, and I'll get back to them as soon as I can. And my website, www.southernchiliproperties.com. That's all one word, southernchiliproperties.com. And you can contact us through the website, and we have a lot of interviews and articles so people can, and a lot of pictures. People can get more familiar with chili and see if they think it's something they might be interested in and they want to come down and take a vacation here and just get a feel for the country.
All right. Sounds like a beautiful area because it's down in the lake area. There are a number of lakes in that region where they are. A very temperate climate city. It's in the down towards the lower part of Chile, so it's not tropical, but it's very similar to the weather we have here in California, which, of course, this is the most wonderful weather in the world. We get very little snow, and I think they get very little snow there. Anyway, we do have another caller. Who's calling in?
Hey, this is Jim, Dr. Stan again. I just want to comment that in the past, when you've had Jeanette on, it's a little difficult sometimes to understand what she's saying because of the phone connection, but this morning, it's like she's right next door. So we've got a great program, a great telephone connection, and I wanted to ask her about, you know, I live in a country here in the United States, and without borders, pretty much, at least the southern border, and anybody can come in here and take advantage of all the perks, so to speak, you know, the medical coverage, education, all this kind of stuff for free. I know Chile doesn't accept freeloaders, but I'm just wondering if you could make some comments about where you have to be financially in order to settle in Chile and get your you know, get citizenship and that kind of thing. And thanks very much. I'll just listen.
Okay, thank you. And so the question is, how about getting into Chile? Some countries it's very difficult to get into. You have to have a lot of money, and they do not welcome people coming to their country. How is Chile as far as people wanting to go there to live there? And eventually, if they want to become dual citizens, take out the Chilean citizenship. You can keep your American citizenship. We live in a world gone mad. It used to be you used to have to give up your citizenship, and no matter, that doesn't matter today because our leaders really want one world government. They have no loyalty to America. They want to join everybody into this one beautiful, big, utopian dictator. A ship where everyone is oppressed by the ruling elite. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they work through today the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome. They're there. They're real. They have an agenda. They control both political parties. They control the military, the banking, the corporations, the educational system. Out of great tax-exempt foundations, they control the media and largely control what the American people hear, read, see, and ultimately what they believe. And that's why I do what I do. But how is Chile as far as welcoming people to come?
Sure. Well, they have several different paths that you can come into the country. Just as most countries, of course, I'll just cover some of them briefly, but one is, if you married a person from here, you would have a right to come in. Another is that if you were previously a citizen or you have relatives and you have some sort of ties to the country, then that's another way to apply. A third way is if you can find a job in a company here, mostly you would be either in the mining industry or in some sort of industry or service in Santiago. That's another way to come in. Some people come in with work contracts, say maybe just to teach English or other service. And the last two ways are the ways that I work with people on. I'm not a relocation expert, but basically you can come in as a retiree or you can come in as an investor. And to come in as a retiree, obviously, oh, I need to tell you that you can buy property here. Anyone can buy property. All you need to do is come in property, and that doesn't obligate you to stay here. So you can own property in the country without any sort of obligation. You can spend 6 months in the country, up to 6 months, and you won't be considered a resident for tax purposes, which is very common with other countries too. But what they're looking for the person that wants to come and become a resident and have the right to stay here permanently, the financial requirements are basically they're looking for, say, a retiree who can prove that they have a reoccurring income. That would be, for example, a Social Security or some sort of private pension, or if they have some sort of annuities, or maybe they have they own property, like, for example, in the States or somewhere that's, paying them an income. Like, for example, if they have rental income and they're getting regular money from that, or if they have stocks that are paying out dividends that they can show that come in on a semi-regular basis. Okay, so they're looking for that, and they're also looking for someone who, say, has a cushion so that they would have, say, $40,000, $50,000 in savings that could tide them over in an emergency or for whatever reason, beyond having the reoccurring income. Now, if you buy, obviously more than that is better. If you could buy a piece of property that shows your commitment to the country, then you don't need to have as much reoccurring income to show for yourself because you would have, how you have more capital, you have more principal. For example, for me, I'm not old enough to retire, but after working hard over the years, I've saved up enough money so that, we could buy our property, so we don't really need to show as much of a reoccurring income. So that's the basics of it. That's what they're looking for. So it's not as expensive to get in here as it is a lot of countries. As you said, Dr. Stan, have to be very wealthy, or they're looking for $1 million investment, or they're looking for you to buy, to give the country a large donation. Here, they're basically, there's a lot of room for people. They want to settle, especially people in the South. They like to encourage people to move in here. It's a low population country. It's only 17 million. And, it brings in revenue for them.
Hold up, Dr. Jeanette. We'll be back in just a moment with Jeanette.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I guess Jeanette's known. Jeanette, what did your home cost you? You actually have a house built there. What did it actually cost you with the land and with the house?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Oh, what did your home cost you? How much did your house, because you bought a home?
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, my house cost about $85 a square foot to have built, and it was built by a local builder, and it's basically, it's a stick frame home, and, you know, we have sheetrock walls and basically wood built, and we have a metal roof with a composite material on it. So that's a typical price at, you know, this end of the market. You can get more expensive, fancier homes, but we just wanted something simple, a starter home. So if someone wanted to have a building built, you know, that's a good rule of to consider about $85 a square foot or up. You know, you can go up to several hundred dollars a square foot, you know, if you're choosing nicer materials and maybe a different styles of construction, et cetera. But we known as the Hawaiian.
Well, the hour has flown by. I'm going to have you get your telephone number out one more time, and then we'll let you go. What's your telephone number in case people would like to call?
Sure. My phone number is area code 413-835-7961, 413-835-7961. And our website, www.southernchiliproperties.com. That's southernchiliproperties.com, and you can find my email contact on there, and I have a lot of information on my website, articles, maps, videos, and I also have information I can email out to people. I have a 15-page report that I've done that gives people more information, so and we answer everybody, so we'll be happy to help everyone with their thoughts.
And, of course, it's a beautiful website. It's beautiful pictures there, what the country looks like. So thank you very much for being with us, Jeanette. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. God bless, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a fascinating article yesterday. You get it on the Internet. It's an interview with Jimmy Rogers. And Jimmy Rogers is a multi-billionaire. I've been following his career for 20 years or more. And I remember 20 years ago why he took a motorcycle and took a trip around the world, and you know, had the wonderful stories of what the world was. And, of course, basically he was an investor at that time, a multi-millionaire. Now he's a multi-billionaire. But he actually was, you pull it down on the Internet, just put down a Jimmy Rogers destroy class investors, something like that, destroy class investors. And he was talking, giving an interview, and he said that, I mean, there is a program today that is going to design to destroy a class of investors in America. And he's talking about the middle class. And he simply said, you know, the government's lying to you. They tell you they haven't started the quantitative easing tree, and they have. The Fed is churning out massive amounts of money. It's going to lead to hyperinflation. And so most people won't realize what's happened until it's too late. And the middle class is, in effect, going to be wiped out. And so our plea to you is understand what's happening. Make your plans accordingly. And they'll tell you, inflation's great. It means you don't owe so much. Your debt decreases the inflation. It destroys the value of money so that you don't have to pay so much on debt. And look what inflation does. It drives up the cost of your home. So you have more value in your home. And, of course, all of this is a lie. They know what they're doing. There is a group of wicked people who said they have a plan to destroy America, to destroy Western civilization. Now, I don't think Jimmy Rogers really understands that this is all planned, but he sees what's happening, and he's warning people, read the latest article, just put in Jimmy Rogers and destroy class of investors. I think it'll get you the article well worthwhile reading, and of course he tells you what is really true. They are destroying the value of our currency. They are simply printing money. Well, the government prints money. Why, if we get temporary prosperity at the cost of destroying the savings, the CDs, the investments, the annuities, the pensions, the insurance policies of the American people. The wealthy understand what's going on. They just don't want the common people to. And so many of the wealthy, Sydney, are tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand them. You need to understand the dark spiritual force that energizes this entire movement aimed at destroying Western civilization. And believe me, they know exactly what they're doing. They're following a pattern. They intend, of course, to bring about the world government. They intend to bring about austerity. Watch for that word. You will see it jump off the page when you read the articles in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, the austerity that's coming to America, austerity that's coming to the world. What they're talking about is intentionally lowering your living standards, driving up the cost of everything to the point where you're not going to be able to afford it. Make your preparations now. Read, of course, that wonderful article by John Williams on his page on hyperinflation in Sydney. It's free, well worthwhile reading and rereading. Take his advice because he's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to finances. But if you don't make your preparations now, you're not going to be able to make them later. And we've reached the time. This is coming. It's coming very soon. Don't ask me when the hyperinflation will be here. John Williams says by 2014. Now, whether he's talking the beginning, probably the end of 2014, we'll have hyperinflation or sooner. And 2014 is the outside of when the disastrous effects of the inflation will be here. We've already had about 11% inflation this year. Maybe 12%. They said that Thanksgiving dinner cost 13% more this year than last year. This is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And when the government says inflation is 2%, they're lying. And when they tell you, of course, there's less unemployment, it means simply they're just not counting all the people who are unemployed. They've given up. They have no. We'll be back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, you're at American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I have to warn or remind all of you out there in the listening audience, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have somewhere between 65 and 70 outlets now every week, and some of them are, many of them are daily, and many are just once a week, but at least they're hearing the truth. And you're not going to get it through the regular media because it's controlled. Just be thankful that you have this radio station in Johnstown where, of course, you get programs that will bring in the truth. Because if you work for the major media, if I work for the major media, I could not say what I do. I would be fired tomorrow, and I'll never forget going up to San Francisco talking with one of the talk show hosts who was there. He survived 25 years, and he told me, I was doing the program with him, I was a co-host one Saturday, and he told me, he said, Stan, if I went on the program here and said what I really believe, they would fire me tomorrow. We went back on the air, and he said, and if anybody in administration ever told me what to say, why, of course, I would walk out of this station. He looked over at me with a big grin, and he winked. That's the way it really is. The people cannot tell you the truth. They understand what's going on. Of course, this man's name was Jim Eason. He understood more than most. He had read the material we'd sent to him. He knew all about the invisible government, but he did a tremendous amount of good at bringing out conservative philosophy, but he could never tell you about the people who really ran things behind the shadows. That's why you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We carry Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, short book. If you want the real big books, we have Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. You should read it and understand that, of course, the English actually were behind Adolf Hitler. After all, you got to have a war, you got to have an enemy, don't you? Isn't that logical? And so they backed him, they financed him, they helped him at every turn. And of course, you're never going to hear about that. You're supposed to just believe everything the media tells you, all about the Holocaust. And the Holocaust did happen, and it was a terrible thing. But they never tell you about the 12 million others that were killed, predominantly Christians. Why? Because they're focusing our attention on the Jewish aspect of it. And it was a terrible thing. And there was organized anti-Semitism. And there were at least 6 million Jews who were killed. But there were 12 million Christians who were killed by the Nazis. Isn't it interesting? We never talk about that. Or the anti-Christian policies. That America, that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why they destroyed the moral foundation of this society. That's why it's illegal today for a military chaplain to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And why we're bringing the Muslims to power all over the Middle East so they can persecute the Christians there. And that's the official policy of the American government, which is violently anti-Christian. But they're not going to tell you that. And the president's got to get up and talk about God. Oh, but believe me, he believes in a different God. And if you doubt that, go to my website, the section under other videos on the web. Other videos on the web. Scroll down and watch and listen to Obama talk about my Muslim faith. My Muslim faith. Watch him bow before the king of Saudi Arabia. My telephone number 1-800-544-8977. May God have.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Company.